A Lebanese opinion poll published in Beirut this week shows that a vast majority of Lebanese strongly disapprove of America's foreign policy and the man behind it, President George Bush. The results are similar to other polls conducted over the past few months. But these surveys suggest that despite their anger at the U.S. government, most Arabs and Muslims deeply admire the American people and culture. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Sonea Hossein proudly serves a visitor her family's favorite dessert.
I'm cooking the apple pie to show you that I'm not angry at the people of the United States, but at the government.
I like apple pie a lot.
And with ice cream.
Yeah, but it is my favorite, actually. I love it, yeah.
Sonea's husband, Bassam, says he developed a taste for apple pie while attending college in Philadelphia. He went on to work as an engineer for a variety of U.S. oil companies. He was with Occidental Petroleum in Libya in 1986 when U.S. warplanes bombed several targets in Tripoli and Benghazi in response to a terrorist attack in Berlin blamed on Libyan agents. 55 people were killed in the U.S. airstrikes, including the Husseins' 18-year-old daughter. Bassam says he has given up hoping for an apology from the American government.
It means that you are nothing. I mean, we're not going to worry about you. We killed your daughter, so it just happened. It's collateral damage. And it's difficult to forget that.
In the Husseins' opinion, far too many innocent Arabs and Muslims, like their daughter, have become victims of what they call an unjust and immoral American policy in the Middle East. Lebanese civil servant Ali Nabulsi strongly agrees, pointing to the case of Iraq. He, like many Arabs, says U.S.-backed sanctions against Baghdad are responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Iraqi children. In our opinion, Saddam Hussein is an oppressor, says Nabulsi, but it's the U.S. that made him powerful, and it's American policies that are hurting the people. Many in the region, like Sonea Hossein, believe last month's Israeli offensive in the West Bank would not have been possible without U.S. support.
What is the justice? I cannot see it. So I hope, I don't want the American people to be hurt. But they are creating a horrible enemy to the Americans in this policy.
The Husseins' daughter Kinda agrees that there is a gulf between Arabs and Americans, but believes it could easily be narrowed if the U.S. simply implemented a fairer foreign policy. She says one way the U.S. could reduce Arab and Muslim anger would be to work harder to establish a Palestinian state.
It would fade away, they'd disappear, if they established, a peace treaty.
Many in the Arab world clearly share that sentiment. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.